Hey everyone, and welcome back. We're diving deep into the Stockholm IT scene today.
Specifically for all you entrepreneurs out there.
Right. We're going to be looking at the latest from Knox Consulting.
Their February newsletter.
Yeah, they always have such a good pulse on what's happening in the market.
Definitely.
So this is like your shortcut.
To understanding like all the trends.
Yeah, all the trends that could be like make or break for your business.
For sure. And it's not just like some vague sense that things are good.
Yeah.
Knox Consulting's reporting a 35% surge in requests.
Whoa.
For IT consultants compared to last year.
35%. That's a lot. It sounds like everybody in Stockholm
is just like
needs tech help.
Yeah. Clamoring for tech expertise.
Yeah.
So are you feeling that surge too?
We are seeing a lot of activity.
Yeah.
And it really does make you wonder.
What's driving it?
Yeah. What's driving this incredible demand?
Yeah.
Well, that's the $1 million question,
right.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Knox is really diving deep into their data.
Oh. To try to figure that out. They're analyzing all those incoming requests.
Okay.
To really pinpoint the hottest trends.
Okay.
And actually, they're going to reveal all their findings.
Oh, wow.
At their open lunch event.
Oh, nice.
On April 24th.
Okay, cool. So we'll definitely put a link to that in the show notes.
Absolutely.
You won't want to miss this.
No, you don't want to miss this.
This is like having a cheat sheet for the Stockholm IT market.
Exactly.
Like it's going to break down exactly what skills
and
services are most in demand.
It's all about positioning yourself strategically, you know?
Definitely.
Even in a booming market, you don't want to be left behind.
Right.
You know, offering services nobody needs.
Yeah, you don't want to be a dinosaur.
Exactly.
Yeah. So this report is going to help make sure that your skills
absolutely
are aligned with what clients are actually looking for.
That's what you need.
Okay, so speaking of staying ahead of the curve, let's talk about the legal side of things.
Oh, yes, the legal stuff.
We all remember the Thurnings login.
Oh, yeah.
Those new regulations
for
consultant employment.
Right.
That came into effect 6 months ago.
Right, 6 months ago.
Remember all the confusion around
that? That's so much confusion.
Like nobody knew what was going on?
Nobody knew. So?
Well, there's a new wrinkle.
Oh, no.
There is.
Who was it?
A recent court case.
Oh.
Is everybody rethinking how these regulations will actually be enforced?
Oh.
Especially when it comes to like defining your employment structure as an independent consultant.
Okay.
So Knox has actually brought in a legal expert.
Oh, good.
Ingrid Clemmensen.
Okay.
To analyze this ruling.
Okay.
And clarify what it means for all of us.
Oh, that's great.
Would you?
This is crucial for entrepreneurs, right?
Absolutely.
We need to know how to protect ourselves.
For sure.
And stay on the right side of the law.
Yes, definitely.
So we'll be sure to include a link to Ingrid's analysis in the show notes, too. Yes, we will.
It's great that Knox is offering these resources to their network.
Yeah, I think they're going above and beyond, you know?
Yeah.
Just connecting clients and consultants.
Right.
I mean, they're really trying to empower their whole network to thrive.
Totally.
In this really complex market.
Yeah. It's smart. They're building a community that's well-informed and well-equipped to succeed.
Exactly.
And they're even hosting welcome meetings for new members.
Oh, that's great.
To explain how to leverage their network.
Yeah, that's so valuable.
Especially for anyone just starting out.
Yeah, just getting their foot in the door.
Yeah, you get like the inside scoop on navigating the scene here in Stockholm.
Absolutely.
But even if you're like a seasoned pro, I feel like there's always something to learn.
Always something new.
From Knox's insights.
Definitely.
Yeah. So speaking of insights, their Meet the CEO podcast episode.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
Dives into how Knox integrates data, AI, and a strong consultant community.
It's a good one.
To achieve success.
It's a really interesting look at how they're like walking the walk, you know, when it comes to embracing cutting edge technology.
Right.
And fostering a collaborative environment.
Exactly. But they're not just focused on business growth either.
Right.
Knox also seems to be genuinely committed to promoting broader industry trends.
Yeah.
Like sustainability.
Like sustainability, that's a big one.
Yeah.
It's important.
Right. And they're actually highlighting a CIO CO2 event.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that one.
Featuring Riksbyggen.
Yeah, they're big.
Yeah, which is a major player in the Swedish housing market.
Yeah, major player.
And this event focuses on how digitalization can contribute to sustainability.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is top of mind for a lot of us these days.
Right. Especially in the tech world.
Absolutely.
So it shows they're not just thinking about profits.
No.
But also about the bigger picture.
Right.
You know, and they're really prompting us to consider how technology can be used to create a more sustainable future.
A better future. Yeah.
So we'll be sure to link to that event in the show notes as well.
Please do.
It sounds like a great opportunity to see how Rixbig is using technology.
Yeah.
To minimize their environmental impact.
To make a difference.
Yeah. Which is something we can all learn from as we build our own businesses.
Absolutely.
Speaking of opportunities,
yeah.
Knox Consulting has a jam-packed calendar.
Did you?
Of events coming up.
Always busy.
I know. They've got a lot going on.
So much going on. They do. It seems like they're constantly hosting events.
I know.
But these aren't just like your average networking mixers.
No.
These are targeted events, you know,
yeah.
designed to like provide real value for consultants.
Exactly. It's not just about shaking hands and collecting business cards.
No.
Knox is curating experiences that can actually help you grow your business.
Yeah.
And expand your knowledge.
Right. So, for example, they've got Breakfast at Knox Place coming up on March 5th.
Okay.
It's like a more casual setting.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect for mingling with other consultants and kind of picking up some market insights.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity to connect with your peers,
right?
Share experiences,
yeah.
get a feel for what's happening on the ground here in Stockholm.
Exactly.
Then on March 18th,
yeah.
they're hosting Framtidens Consult.
Oh, yeah.
Which translates to the consultant of the future.
The consultant of the future.
I love that.
Yeah, this one sounds really interesting.
I know. Tell me more.
It's all about innovation.
Okay.
Responsibility and future-proofing your skills.
Oh, wow.
Like they're tackling the big questions.
Yeah.
You know, like how to stay relevant in this constantly evolving tech landscape.
It's essential for us as entrepreneurs.
Absolutely.
To always be learning and adapting. Right?
Always learning.
We can't afford to become dinosaurs.
No. You don't want to be a dinosaur.
In this industry.
No.
And speaking of staying ahead of the curve.
Yes.
Let's not forget about the open lunch. Knox Analytics Q1 on April 24th.
That we mentioned earlier.
The big one.
Yeah. This is where they're going to unveil their detailed market analysis for the first quarter.
Oh, yeah. So if you want to know what skills are hot
yeah.
and where the opportunities lie,
yeah.
you definitely don't want to miss this.
No. This is like getting a sneak peek into the future.
It is.
Of the Stockholm IT market.
Absolutely.
And for all you AI enthusiasts out there.
Yes.
Knox is bringing back their popular AI EW.
Yes.
Or AI After Work event on May 14th.
I love that they do this.
Me too.
It's a fantastic opportunity to like
yeah.
connect with like-minded people,
yes.
share ideas,
yes.
and just geek out over all things AI,
yeah.
you know, in a relaxed and social setting.
I love that they offer this kind of specialized networking.
Me too. It's all about finding your niche.
Right.
And connecting with people who share your passions.
Exactly. But if you're looking for something a bit more off the beaten path, Knox is also hosting a retreat to the Coaster Islands.
Oh, wow.
From September 25th to 28th.
Oh, that sounds incredible.
I know.
Escape the city.
Yeah.
Recharge in nature.
Yeah.
And network with fellow consultants in this like stunning setting.
I know.
What a way to combine business and pleasure.
Right. We'll be sure to link to all of these events in the show notes.
Yes, please do.
Definitely check them out and see which ones resonate with you.
I think what's really impressive is how Knox Consulting is creating this multifaceted experience
yeah.
for their network.
Totally.
It's not just about finding projects. It's
yeah.
about professional development,
yeah.
community building,
yeah.
even personal growth.
It's the whole package.
It really is.
They're going above and beyond to support their consultants
yeah.
in every aspect of their careers.
It's great.
But let's zoom back in on those market trends for a moment.
Okay.
So Knox gave a sneak peek in the newsletter about what kind of project requests are driving that 35% surge.
Oh, right.
We talked about.
Yeah, what is it?
So they broke it down by area of expertise. And it's no surprise that data and AI are leading the pack.
Of course, AI is everywhere these days.
I know, it's like,
it's inescapable.
It's everything.
Yeah.
But it's not just general AI knowledge that clients are looking for.
No, they're looking for the specifics.
Okay, what do you mean?
So the newsletter highlighted that clients are seeking specific expertise
okay.
in areas like machine learning,
okay,
natural language processing,
okay,
and data visualization.
Okay, so if you've got skills in those areas,
now is the time to shine.
Yeah, make sure your Knox profile
yeah.
and your own marketing materials
for sure
showcase those skills.
That's what people are looking for.
That's what they're searching for.
Yeah.
Another area that's seeing a lot of activity is cloud computing.
Oh, of course.
It seems like every business is migrating to the cloud these days.
Everybody.
So naturally, they need experts to help them navigate the complexities.
Right. All the ins and outs.
Right. Think AWS,
yeah.
Azure, Google Cloud platform.
All the big ones.
Clients need help with everything from setting up their cloud infrastructure to migrating their applications to managing their cloud security.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot.
And it's not just about technical skills either.
No, that's an important point.
Clients also need consultants who understand the strategic implications of cloud computing.
Right.
Like, how can they leverage the cloud to achieve their business goals?
Exactly.
How can they optimize their cloud spending?
That's the big question.
These are the questions keeping CIOs up at night.
Up all night.
So if you're a cloud expert with business acumen,
yeah,
you're golden.
You're golden in this market.
And speaking of hot areas, we can't forget about cybersecurity.
Oh, yeah. Cybersecurity, of course.
This is always in demand.
Right.
Always. With the constantly evolving threat landscape.
Oh, yeah. It's always changing.
Businesses are more aware than ever of the risks and are willing to invest in protecting themselves.
Have to.
So they need experts who can help them assess their vulnerabilities, implement robust security measures, and respond effectively to incidents.
It's a high-stakes game.
It is.
And the demand for skilled cybersecurity professionals is only going to grow.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But the newsletter also highlighted an area that's often overlooked.
Okay.
But just as important, business analysis.
Oh, right. Business analysis.
They might not be as flashy as AI or cybersecurity experts.
Right.
But business analysts are crucial for bridging the gap between technology and business strategy.
Absolutely. It's all about understanding the business needs.
Right.
And ensuring that the technology solutions are actually aligned with those needs.
Right. Because without that strategic alignment, companies can end up wasting a lot of time and money.
So much money.
On technology that doesn't actually solve their problems.
Exactly.
So if you're a skilled business analyst who can speak both the language of tech and the language of business.
You're in high demand.
You're in high demand.
Very valuable.
This deep dive into the demand trends is so valuable.
I know. It's fascinating.
It's giving us a real-time snapshot of what's happening in the Stockholm IT market.
Yeah.
What clients are looking for. And where the opportunities lie.
It's essential information.
This is essential information for any entrepreneur looking to build a successful consulting business.
Absolutely. It's like having a roadmap to success.
Speaking of roadmaps, let's circle back to that Uthurning slogan.
Oh, yeah. The legal stuff.
Talked about earlier.
Right.
It's all well and good knowing the market trends.
Yeah.
But we also need to make sure we're operating within the legal framework.
Right. And that's where Ingrid Clemmensen's analysis comes in.
Yes.
She breaks down the recent court ruling on the Uthurning slogan and explains how it might impact our businesses.
I'm ready to learn.
I think we all are. Yeah. It's refreshing to see a company that really prioritizes that community aspect.
Yeah.
You know, because it can be easy to feel isolated as an entrepreneur. Especially in a competitive field like IT consulting.
It's so easy to just get caught up in the hustle and forget that, you know, we're stronger together.
Absolutely.
And Knox seems to be doing a lot to foster those connections.
Yeah, they are.
You know, they're hosting these welcome meetings.
Right.
Creating opportunities for collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
Providing a platform for sharing knowledge and best practices.
Yeah. It's all about creating a rising tide that lifts all boats.
I love that.
You know, when consultants feel supported and connected, they're more likely to thrive. And that benefits everyone in the network.
Totally.
And it's not just about warm and fuzzy feelings either.
Right.
I mean, this kind of community can have a real impact on your business.
Oh, absolutely. Think about it. You're more likely to get referrals.
Absolutely.
Find collaborators for larger projects.
Yeah.
Get valuable advice from people who've been there and done that.
Right. It's like having a built-in support system.
It is.
For your entrepreneurial journey.
And let's not forget the learning opportunities.
Oh, yeah.
Always learning.
When you're surrounded by all these other talented and experienced consultants, you're constantly exposed to new ideas and perspectives.
It's fantastic.
It's like a continuous learning environment.
It is.
Which is essential in a fast-paced industry like IT.
Absolutely.
But it's not just about business, right?
Right.
Knox Consulting also seems to be pushing for a more sustainable future for the IT industry.
Yeah. They're highlighting companies like Rixbegin who are really leading the way in using technology to minimize their environmental impact.
That's great. It's a powerful message.
It is.
And it's really encouraging to see a company like Knox.
Yeah.
Using their platform to advocate for sustainability.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's a reminder that we all have a responsibility to consider the environmental impact of our work.
For sure.
And as IT consultants, we have a unique opportunity to make a positive difference.
We really do.
You know, we can help our clients implement green technologies.
Yeah.
Optimize their energy consumption. Mm-hmm. Develop more sustainable business practices.
It's about using our skills and expertise to build a better future.
Yeah.
Not just for ourselves, but for the planet. Yeah. And I think that message really resonates with a lot of people.
It does, especially in today's world.
Yeah.
People are looking for companies and individuals who are aligned with their values.
Mm-hmm.
And sustainability is becoming increasingly important.
Absolutely.
So by incorporating sustainability into your business model and showcasing your commitment to environmental responsibility, you're not just doing the right thing.
Right.
You're also positioning yourself for success in the long run.
It's a win-win. You get to make a positive impact and attract clients and talent who share your values.
Exactly. And Knox Consulting is a great example of how to do it right.
They are.
Now, before we wrap up, I want to circle back to something else that caught my eye in the newsletter.
Huh?
Their emphasis on personal branding.
Oh, yes. Personal branding. That's so crucial.
It is.
In today's market.
With so many talented consultants out there.
So many.
You need to find a way to stand out.
You do.
From the crowd.
You need to tell your story.
Yes.
Showcase your unique skills and experience.
Yeah.
Build a strong online presence.
Yeah.
It's all about crafting a brand that really reflects your personality and values and that resonates with your target audience.
And authenticity is key.
Absolutely.
People can spot a fake a mile away.
Oh, yeah.
So be genuine. Be passionate.
Yeah.
Let your true self shine through.
That's what will make you memorable and attract the right clients.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
So to all you entrepreneurs out there listening, take this as a call to action.
Yes.
Invest in your personal brand.
Build your network.
Build your network.
Stay ahead of the curve.
Stay ahead of the curve. And remember, you're not alone on this journey.
Absolutely not.
There's a supportive community out there.
There is.
And resources like Knox Consulting can help you navigate those challenges.
Yeah.
And seize the opportunities.
Definitely.
All right. That's a great point to end on.
Yeah, I think so.
We've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive.
We have.
Into the Stockholm IT scene.
A lot of information.
From market trends and legal updates to sustainability and personal branding.
Mm.
We've really explored the key factors that can shape your success as an IT consultant.
It's been a great conversation.
It has been.
And we hope you found it valuable.
So as always, we encourage you to check out the show notes.
Yes.
For links to all the resources we discussed.
Some of the good stuff.
Including those upcoming Knox Consulting events.
Yeah, definitely check those out.
All right, so until next time.
Yes.
Keep diving deep.
Keep learning.
And building the business of your dreams.
Absolutely.